11:30 at night, sometime after the close of our last episode. As in the office of Police Lieutenant Halverson, the lieutenant pushes back his chair, tosses his pencil on the desk, shoves aside the papers in front of him, and glares accusingly at Mr. Perry Mason.
Okay, Mr. Mason, okay. What's wrong with my plan?
Lieutenant...
Now, just a minute, Miss Street. I want your boss to straighten me out. All right, Mr. Mason, what's wrong with the way I say go after Suzanne Barclay?
Lieutenant...
I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm sure you do, Lieutenant.
Only you don't like it.
Well, I do
now,
think...
Now, before you start kicking it to pieces, let me point out a couple of things. This folder for missing persons reveals every personal detail in reference to Suzanne Barclay. Now, we know the night she disappeared, she got a bad cut on her hand. She had to have medical treatment that night. Mr. Scott, who treated her, said she had to get further attention. In short, all we got to do is locate the doctor or doctors who gave her further treatment and...
And?
Keep following the trail. Yeah. Yeah, Sergeant. How many? In the 38th? Yes, keep me posted. Four cars stolen in the past 10 minutes, all in the 38th.
The syndicate?
Maybe. But this is for sure. Sue Barclay can give us a lead, a good lead. So the quicker we find her...
No argument.
Then what's wrong with how I say go after her?
Nothing, as far as it goes, Don. I don't think it goes far enough. What'll you find if you do find another doctor who treated Sue Barclay?
Maybe a good lead. No, I said maybe.
Don, you have forgotten something.
I wish I could forget this. Yes. How many? Yes, every man back on duty. Syndicate, all right. This is going to be a busy night.
Well, now, let's take a moment longer here, Lieutenant.
I should be in communication.
Spare me a moment, if you can.
It's important, all right, but...
I think it is because Sue Barclay is important. Now, you have forgotten the human element, Don.
Yeah? For your information, that's just what we haven't forgotten. The best way to find a missing person is to learn what she'll do in a given situation.
That's my point. Now, Sue Barclay is one kind of girl, according to the records. She is the spoiled daughter of a wealthy mother. According to the facts you have, we should be able to predict every single thing that she has done. But the facts don't tell her story. Sue Barclay is not a poor little rich girl. She disappeared, and she has remained hidden for months. She has eluded the police and the crook who has been looking for her.
Gus. She evaded Gus and the police, which means she's an intelligent, resourceful girl. Those qualities don't show in her background because she never had to show intelligence and ingenuity before.
She wasn't cagey the night she disappeared. She let Mr. Scott see her driver's license.
She was shocked and dazed. But after that one night, she covered her tracks.
Yeah. I'll be there in a minute. We've picked up a dozen cars in the past 15 minutes. Look, Mason, things are happening while we sit here batting the breeze. I still think the doctors are our best bet. If you come up with something better, let me know. You want to go to communications with me?
Oh, no, thanks, Lieutenant.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow, after you've had time to think about it.
Huh.
Well, Mr. Mason, shall we go?
Yeah. Get your coat.
Mm-hmm. Perry, what do you think about Sue Barclay? How would you go about finding her?
Oh, I do what Halverson intends doing. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I would do all the routine things and check on the doctors, of course. Mm-hmm. Halverson is right. Routine usually pays off. Not always. Different circumstances change people. Now, let's put it this way. Different circumstances bring out the real person. Oh, I have missed something, Helen.
What, Chief?
Something about Sue Barclay. Some clue to her character. Wait a minute. Do you mind doing some extra work early in the morning?
No, of course not. What?
I want you to copy missing persons information in reference to Sue Barclay. That folder is still in Halverson's desk. We'll go back and pick it up.
I can do it here tonight.
No. Get your sleep. I'll do it in the morning. Yes, it's still here. Well, I'll just step into communication and get Halverson's okay. But it's in this folder, Della. Somewhere in these details of what Suzanne Barclay likes to eat and the size of her clothes and what she likes to read, somewhere in here is a lead that we have got to find.
Meanwhile, miles away in another part of the city, the man called Gus slows his expensive foreign sports car, turns into a small, dingy, all-night garage.
Yeah, that's hell, all right. Yes, sir, what'll it be?
Say, you know where I can find a mechanic tonight? My car needs tuning up.
Oh, yeah? Well, say, mister, let me do it, huh?
You? You a mechanic?
Well, sure I am.
I wouldn't let anybody but a real mechanic touch this.
Okay, mister.
but I sure would like to get my hands on this car.
I guess you would, Al.
Hey, what you call me?
Al. Al Dollar. Say hello to Gus, Al.
Gus? Mr. Jansen. Mr. Jansen, I'm so glad to see you. You back with the outfit?
Uh-huh. Hey, look, I want to talk to you.
Hey, there's a room with a little stove. Come on. There's nobody else around. I'm on alone at night. Come on, over here by the stove.
Hey, what happened to you, Albert?
Well, nothing.
Oh, come on, Guy, you can tell me. How come you're squirting gas in a greasy dump like this? Now, you're the best mechanic I ever saw in my life.
Well, I do okay when I get my hands on a piece of machinery. But I'm dumb, Mr. Jansen. I talk awful dumb. Hardly anybody would give me a chance if they don't know me. Gordy told me one time, Gordy says all my brains are in my hands.
So?
Huh?
Gordy knows you. You used to do special work for Gordy. You used to do mechanical work at the hot car drop.
Yeah. But Gordy says they're stepping up operations, going real big time. He says I'm too slow to keep up.
You? You're the fastest operator I ever saw.
All I know is what Gordy told me.
So he turns you out.
He gave me $50.
Turns you out to squirt gas in a grease trap. Hey, how'd you like to work for me, Albert? Doing mechanics work, real work.
You back with the syndicate, Mr. Jansen?
Yeah.
But doing what, if you don't mind my asking?
Well, I'm working for Gordy now.
Uh-uh. No thanks, Mr. Jansen. I won't work for you.
You mind telling me why?
I'm dumb, Mr. Jansen. But I know how you and Gordy feel about each other.
Hey, we're pals.
I'm dumb, Mr. Jansen, but not that dumb.
I don't get you.
You never tried to kid me before. You always treated me square. You're up to something, Mr. Jansen.
Oh, but I guess I didn't make it clear. I don't mean work just for me. I want you to come back and work for the syndicate.
Huh? Gordy said...
I'll square it with Gordy. We need somebody in a new hot car drop. It's right near the new nightclub.
Yeah, but Gordy said...
Albert, I said I'll fix it, and I will. Of course, if you aren't interested, well, forget it. But if you're hungry to get your hands back to your tools... Yeah?
It's funny you said that, Mr. Jansen. That's exactly the way I feel. I got my tools right here, Mr. Jansen. Look.
Yeah. All shined up.
Yeah. There's nobody can tune a motor as sweet as me. Nobody. But I'm so dumb they won't let me work on them.
I can fix it for you, Albert.
Please don't kid me, Mr. Jansen.
I won't. Hey, Junior. You know Junior?
Uh-huh.
He used to work for Gordy. He's working for me now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Miss Fasina? You know Miss Fasina?
Uh-huh.
Well, she's working with me.
Sometimes I'm glad I'm dumb, Mr. Jansen. You're up to something, only I can't figure it out.
Yeah, don't try. You want the job?
I want to work on the cars again, Mr. Jansen. But that's all I want. I'm too dumb to get in the middle between you and Gordy. So if you expect me to do anything but work on the cars...
Just one other thing, Albert.
I was afraid of that. Thanks all the same.
Now, let me tell you before you turn me down. All I ask is you remember I'm the guy who put you back to work.
And when the time comes that you want a favor, you want me to remember the favor you did for me. You didn't have to tell me, Mr. Jansen. There's trouble coming. I can feel it.
You want to back out?
I can't stay away from a motor... any more than some guys can leave dames alone. Or the bottle. Or leave trouble alone.
You come to work, Albert?
Yeah. Trouble and all.
Well, even as Perry Mason makes every effort to break the syndicate, there's real trouble inside the syndicate itself. So there'll be action and excitement in the immediate future. By all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?